Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. 63 years old is way too early. Robin Williams cannot believe the news that broke last night. A man known for many things, obviously, being hilarious, being a dramatic actor, whether it was in Good Will Hunting, and also the many voices Robin Williams could do.
I've been the governor now for the second term.
Australian.
Nah, don't worry about that right now because we've got no ozone. Put another kid on the Barbie.
Pakistani.
What have you done with that thing? Don't. I will not assist you with your directory assistant.
I'll tell you this guy could be put in absolutely any situation and he would dominate just because that's how talented this guy was.
He could do so much. He was so versatile. I mean, I remember being a little kid and trying to like mimic him. My mom was like, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
I'm trying to be like Robin Williams. Oh, I know. It's like he had so much talent, such an amazing career. It's just so sad to see, you know, his life end like this.
Obviously, the big story on this Tuesday, so many quotes of Robin Williams, one that I'm looking at right now. Him talking about how it's okay to be crazy. You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. So he's saying, go be crazy. Go be your mad self. And I love that.
Live your life.
But it does bring up a bigger issue, and that's going to get help if you have if you're in a dark place right now in your life, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Go talk to people that are, you know, professionals if you need help. People are there for you if you need it right now.
Right. I mean, there's no shame in realizing there's something greater than yourself that you need to seek help for, because I feel like there's such a stigma against it. People are just like, I don't want to be called crazy. I don't want to be called this or that for some reason. But I would rather, you know, go seek help and, you know, kind of feel uncomfortable about that, you know, for a minute than have my life end sooner than it ever should. You know, it's always worth it because depression doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anybody.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Lexi, what would you like to say about Robin Williams?
I was talking to a bunch of coworkers last night, and we're all in our 20s, and we've seen celebrities die before. I mean, we literally haven't seen them, but we've heard about them.
Right.
And all of us agree that this is the first one that's really affected, like, my generation, because there's, like, Jumanji, and this is Doubtfire, and all the movies that he was in were, like, out when we were, like, little kids.
Right. I mean, we all grew up laughing and, you know, smiling because of this man. It's crazy to think that someone like that, I mean, you feel like they're going to live forever if you've grown up with them, you know, constantly in your life in a way. It's like they're going to be there forever. And this is just very shocking.
It's very tragic. And my thoughts go out to his family and friends. It's just very sad.
Lexi, we appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Bye.
Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel. What do you want to say about Robin Williams?
Okay, so the most underrated Robin Williams movie is What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, it's a good one. I've seen that one.
Saddest movie I have ever seen, like, you cry within, like, the first 20 minutes. And it has to deal with depression and suicide. Like, it's the most underrated movie.
Yeah, I mean, and watching it now, I'm sure it really make people, you know, upset as well, given, you know, what he ended his life going through. It's so tragic.
Exactly. Like, as soon as I heard that he committed suicide, I was like, oh my gosh, the whole movie has to deal with, like, overcoming, you know, your sadness and your hard times. And now I feel like people should have maybe appreciated it more and, like, seen it from a different light.
Right, and learned from it and taken something from it.
Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.